You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. The start of the new year is a great time to update your will. And today we're joined by Helen Smith, Head of Legacy Engagement at RNIB, and Daniel Pepper, Legacy Management Lead at RNIB, to learn more. Hi, Helen and Daniel. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having us. It's a pleasure to be here.
Yeah, it's a pleasure to be here.
So, Helen, when is the right time to update your will?
Well, it varies from person to person, but I suppose that, generally speaking, there's times in everybody's lives where they should think about updating their will, and they tend to be around life stage changes. So if we think about getting married, perhaps, first child, first house, new grandchildren, getting divorced, being widowed, all those sort of times are times when you might consider that change and updating your will. But it's really important to say that a will is a living document and it should be reviewed regularly. And I'm sure that Daniel will have more to add to that.
It is one of those unusual documents that needs to be reviewed, as Helen said, when there are major life changes, but also when there are changes in your circumstances as an individual. So it could be when you get divorced. A lot of the time, if you've got a solicitor acting for you for your divorce, will actually advise you to do the will once the decree absolute has come through. So any major life changes, it's always worth reviewing it, and it's worth reviewing it every 3 to 5 years anyway. Addresses, don't need to worry about those, particularly if family members who are beneficiaries or even charities who are beneficiaries move. As long as they're clearly identified in your will, then it's not too much of a problem. People do get concerned that, oh, it's an out-of-date address, as long as the person is still there or the charity is still there. And the best thing that we always recommend is to quote the charity registration number. That can be got from the Charity Commission website. So even if there is a change in the address of the charity, it's clearly identified.
Another time that we want to think about it is if you review your executors as well. So a lot of people, if they've got personal or lay executors, they tend to be from a friend group. And obviously those people get older as you get older. So ensuring that they're still around or that those friendships are still intact, because, you know, things change, people move away, and ensuring that those executors are still happy to act as executor as well. I mean, as a charity, we would always promote professional executor, as it is quite an onerous, or it can be quite an onerous task to be an executor unless the will's very simple. But things like that can really impact on the ease of processing a will after one's died.
If you do have lay executors, it is always suggested that you drop down a generation if you can, children, grandchildren if they're over 18. And if you are appointing lay executors, one of the most vitally important things is to let your executors know, one, you've appointed them, and two, where your original will is. If you give them copies, that's fine, but they need to be aware where the original is, and that can be stored in a bank with your solicitors or at home. But it's vitally important that your executors, when the time comes, actually know where the original will is.
If there are simple changes as well, very straightforward changes, say, for example, you wanted to change an amount that you were leaving to a person or a charity, then you can do that by doing what's called a codicil. So it might not be necessary to update the whole will. You might be able to do that very simply and use our free will service as well to do that for a codicil if it's just very minor changes. But a solicitor will advise you if you needed to update the whole one.
A codicil is a useful implement. But these days, bearing in mind, most of the wills are done on a computer and can simply be drawn out very quickly. Your solicitor may turn around and say, for the cost of the codicil, it's virtually going to be the same for reviewing the whole will and redoing it. If there are any other changes that you're thinking about, let's do it all in one hit and it will effectively save you money.
And why are gifts in wills so important for RNIB? How does it help the organisation?
So gifts in wills help us enormously. They fund over a third of all our work. So arguably without gifts in wills, a third of what we're able to deliver by way of emotional and practical support to people who are blind or have sight loss just wouldn't happen. And for another reason that they're so important is that it allows us to future plan. So knowing that we've got that money coming in 20, 30, 40 years enables us to commit to long-term projects and promise that long-term support to people who need us so that we're there when they need us most.
Is it only wealthy people that can leave gifts that will help RNIB, or can everyone leave something?
So absolutely not. I think that there's been some sort of stigma attached to this in the past where people have thought that to leave a legacy, they have to have a huge estate. But actually, this is a gift and a will. And for some people, it's their only opportunity that they'll ever have to leave a gift that's transformational. And by that, I don't mean huge necessarily. I mean something that's probably bigger than a gift that they would leave in their lifetime. So, you know, for a lot of us at the moment in particular, finding £10 to support a charity isn't as easy as it might have been a year ago, for example. But these gifts are planned in, they come in the future, and whoever leaves whatever they can leave really does make a huge difference to what we're able to offer in the future.
And is it complicated to update your will or leave a gift to RNIB?
No, it's easy to make or update your will. I think there is a little bit of a misnomer about gifts and wills and changing your will at the appropriate time, that it's going to be difficult, it's going to be expensive. We provide a free will service. Solicitors will always quote you if you want to go and see an independent solicitor, which we always recommend, to gain advice. But as long as you prepare, it's very simple. Piece of paper and a pencil. Your executors, their details. Who you would like to benefit, your beneficiaries, be they family, be they friends, be they charities. Once you have those basics, then you can go, you can get the advice you need. And any other questions you have can be answered then, and then you'll obtain a draft will, which you can review, go through. Anything you don't understand, you can follow up with, and then you'll get the instructions of how to have it signed and witnessed properly, and it then becomes a valid document.
And what other information and guidance will you be sharing in the next few months?
One of the really important things is to understand how valuable and vital it is to share with loved ones the reasons behind gifts in your will. So we know that a will is a personal and private document, and we absolutely respect that. However, I think by explaining gifts to charities or to other family members, or by explaining exclusions, why you might not want your third removed nephew to have anything in your will, by explaining those, you save your family and loved ones an awful lot of hardship and heartbreak potentially when you're no longer here to explain those decisions. That's one thing that I think I would always really urge people to do. And it's not easy. People don't like considering their own mortality. People don't like to think about that. But how many people have got life insurance? Most people have life insurance or pensions, and it's all future planning. It's all there in black and white. And a will is just another part of that future planning. And that's something that we will be looking at going forward. You know, the future planning. We'll also be getting advice from different guest speakers as well and information. And where is your will? Daniel mentioned about where your will's stored and how you store it. But actually, do we know where it is? Do other people know where it is? Is it easy to put your hands on? So we'll be looking at all sorts of different topics over the next 6 to 12 months.
Where can listeners find out more information about other things they need to consider when updating their wills and get support from RNIB to do that?
RNIB produce an accessible will guide, which contains all sorts of useful information and perhaps some things that you might not necessarily think about. You can get that by visiting our website, or you can email the Gifts in Wills team on giftsinwills@rnib.org.uk. And you can also, if you wanted to, phone our friendly team with just a phone call away. And that's on 0330 002 0051. Of course, you know, these will guides are fantastic. They give you a basic guide, but nothing actually replaces advice by a fully qualified trained solicitor. And we would always advise people take legal advice in these situations.
Well, thank you so much, Helen Smith, Head of Legacy Engagement at RNIB, and Daniel Pepper, Legacy Management Lead at RNIB, for joining me here on RNIB Connect Radio. And we'll look forward to hearing more from you another time.
Thank you, Amelia.
Thank you, Amelia.
This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.